We are going to speak to you about one of the challenges you have as woman. And that challenge is how to become honest with yourself, understanding that honesty does not involve criticism, does not involve making yourself bad, does not involve comparison, does not involve many things. We have in us an innate desire for honesty, but being raised in a patriarchal system, what you were taught was certainly not honesty. And it was taking care of everything so that nothing was upset. Being responsible, here's the old curse, being responsible for every other living being, but not necessarily responsible for yourself. And all of this leads you to a kind of dishonesty. Not that you are wanting it or that that is your nature, but that is what develops when you are asked to do things that are not reasonable, when you are told that things are important that are not important, when you are given responsibility for things that do not actually belong to you. When these things are happening, then a woman is forced into a very uncomfortable position. For instance, if given that we are in a patriarchy, I am sure you have all felt the need to make sure that the man is not upset. What man? Almost any man. Most importantly, the man with power over you, of course, or the man you are responsible for in a secondary position. But sometimes, simply, the man. That is all. And so, rather than knowing what you believe, and knowing what you feel, and knowing who you are, you move into an energy that is beyond censorship. It is an energy that says, I will say whatever I need to say to make sure that the man is not upset. Now, that throws you into an energy that is really unlike who you really are. And this is one of the ironies of the patriarchal system. What you are told is that if you do not do that, then what you are going to be is this aggressive, pushy, loud, my way or the highway person. And so your two choices when you look at this are shape-changing and man-pleasing or bitch. Those are the two choices. What a terrible thing to do to a woman, because those are not the two choices at all. As we have discussed before, this is the year when we are establishing a middle ground. And when we are walking in the middle ground, we are walking as ourselves and we are walking truthfully. But we are not walking in fear about how someone will perceive us. We are walking in the peaceful reality of our own truth. And that is actually how you stay in the middle ground, is to walk that way. Now, again, we are not saying, of course, that there are not some social adaptations. If your good friend has spent a great deal of money on a really ugly purse, you certainly do not have to tell her that it is. But you see, those are the smaller things. The ones where harm is done are where we actually change our shape so that when someone looks at us, they will see what they want to see. That is very unhealthy. It is not good for your spirit. It is ultimately not even good for your body. And to get to the middle ground, we are going to have to choose more of our own truth. Now, we do not have to do it all at once because it is, of course, a healing path, a healing position, this middle ground. But you will find, because of the work that you have done already, that you do not really want to change the shape anymore. You don't really want to present something that is not who you are, no matter how much you may believe it is pleasing to someone. That we must give up. And the challenge there is that it is frightening because it is not something that we have been taught to do. So we want to encourage you to find the small place where you might change your shape, where you might not speak what is a true thing for you. Find the small places and begin to work with those. And then as you begin to loosen the people pleasing, there will be more room for pleasing you. And that is very definitely what you need to be doing when you are walking the middle ground. We do have to get rid of this fear about what horrible thing will happen if we're who we really are. And we would mention to you the irony, and that is that you are the most attracting, you are the most lovable, you are the most powerful when you are simply one with yourself. That is the gift that you have been given, and it is the present that you want to open. Because when you find who you really are, you will have found a rich and beautiful thing in your life. So we are going to take a few moments and speak about this together, in this teaching as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. And know that where your breath goes, healing goes. Feel a cleansing energy from the earth come up and into your root. And let that cleansing energy clear the root of anything you might be holding back, so that who you really are is who is creating in your life. Feel the cleansing energy come up and into the second center. And let that energy wash away shame, wash away old guilt. Feel all of that move out of your body. Feel the cleansing energy come up through your body and into the solar plexus. And let that energy free the solar plexus of emotions that judge you, emotions that are critical of you and have brought been brought to you through a self-critical situation, let the cleansing energy wash those out of the solar plexus. Let them go. There is nothing more to be learned from them. And your solar plexus needs to be free to feel as you move forward and create your life. Feel a cleansing energy from the earth come up and wash your heart center. Feel how gently it washes away pain and frustration and anger. Feel it beginning to wash away the hardness of old patterns that do not serve your heart. And as you breathe, feel your heart breaking free of all of that. Feel it shining like the sun, remembering who you are. Feel the cleansing energy come up and into your throat. And let the cleansing energy wash away all of the communication that the overused brain might have created, because it will limit your own power. So let that communication flow out of your throat. And leave your throat center clean and clear and able to speak your truth. Feel the cleansing energy come up through your body and into the third eye. And as the cleansing energy washes the third eye, feel how much you know, how much you have always known. And feel the third eye help you to see and to know and to trust the wisdom that you have gained. And begin to trust the third eye to show you what you need to intuit, to embrace, to move back from, what to release, what is really important. Feel the cleansing energy come up through the body and into the crown. And let the cleansing energy open the crown and feel it spread to receive what you need for who you really are. Feel the golden light of the universe appear above your head and see you and know you and love you. And feel that golden energy like a waterfall filling your body. Let it fill your crown, your thoughts. Let it heal you as it rushes down over your shoulders, down your back, strengthening your spine. Feel it in your throat. And know that in the communication center, the energy of the universe says to you, we know you, we love you. Speak of yourself with the knowledge and respect of that knowing and loving. Feel the energy flow down through your arms and your hands so that you're choosing to choose for yourself what is good, what is true, what honors you. Let that golden light bring you back to life. Bring your energy back. Bring your hope and your joy and your desire for more of that. Let it return to you. Feel the golden light flow down to your legs and into your feet. And let the universe tell you that the universe supports you and that you choose to support you as well. And let that knowledge make you safe and wise in your walk. Allow the golden light to extend past you so that it draws to you what is yours as you walk through the week. Moving into your heart center, see that your path extends upward, higher than it has before. And it is golden, and it shines in the night sky. And know that your teachers send down this path for you, a gift, a message, what is needed. Rest the mind, and simply watch what comes to you down the path. And as the gift comes toward you, know it and open to it. And when you have received your gift, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.